各位弟兄姐妹还有来宾平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
如果我们知道我们人生只有三天可以活的话，
If we know that we only have three more days left to live,
你会怎么活呢？
How would you spend those times?
这是有一次我们去参加恩爱夫妻营的时候，那讲员要每一个夫妻做了一个练习。
This is an activity that the sponsor wanted us to go over when we attended a marriage conference.
为什么圣经里面会提到说世界有一个末了？
Why does the Bible tell us that there is an end to this world?
这好像要大家想一想说，诶，如果我们人生只有三天可以活的话，我们应该要做什么？
If the question is a reality, and the question is, we only have three more days to live, how do we want to spend our life? That is a good question.
因为我们常常不会去想这些问题。
Because we don't often think about this question.
有一些人在事情经过以后啊，常常后悔说，哎呀，我的人生能够再活一次，那该多好。
Too often people go through their lives, and they look back and they would say, I only wish that I have another opportunity to live my life over again.
可惜人生很多事情常常不能再回头。
But in actuality in life, we cannot turn back.
事实上，圣经教导我们要想到这个问题，就好像启示录要想到说世界有个结局，乃是教导我们有一个智慧的心来看我们的人生。
The Bible wants us to remind ourselves of this question, and the book of Revelation talks about an end to this world. It is for us as men to have that perspective, to think about the fact that all life has an end.
因为圣经教导我们说基督徒在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
The Bible teaches us that as Christians, we are but passerbys and visitors to this world.
我们永恒的家乡乃是在天上，神为我们预备的。
Our eternal home is in heaven. It is where God prepared it to be.
所以圣经常常要我们有今生用神的角度永恒来看我们的今生。
And so God wants us to be able to see this present life that we live from an eternal perspective.
由结局来看人生，你看，如果你知道你的结局会怎么样，再往回头看，那不是更好吗？
If we know what the end is, and having that perspective, then look back in our life, would we have a better perspective?
所以说我们基督徒是虽然是活在这个地上，但是我们眼睛是看在天上的人。
So indeed, as Christians, we do live on earth in this world, but we know as we live, we look to heaven.
那圣经既然告诉我们说世界有一个结局，那它什么时候会发生呢？
Well, the Bible does tell us that this world will come to an end. When would that take place?
然后它有什么预兆呢？
Are there any signs?
是不是跟我？既然跟每一个人有关系，那我们基督徒有什么责任呢？
If it pertains to everyone, then what are the responsibilities of Christians with respect to this subject?
让我们一同来从圣经上马太福音第24:1-14，如果你有圣经的话，你可以打开或是你要看上面的这个字幕也可以。
Our passage today is from Matthew chapter 24, verses 1-14. You could read it in your Bible, or you could also read it on the screen.
让我们一同来念从第一节念到第十四节。
We will read together from verse 1-14.
Yeah, 你可以用中文或英文来念哈。
We'll read together in English or in Chinese.
来，耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒进前来，把殿宇指给他看。耶稣对他们说，你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了。耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事呢？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。每要听见打战和打战的风声，总不要惊慌， 因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有来到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这些都是灾难的起头。灾难言文作正，要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，却有好多假先知起来，迷惑许多人，只因复华的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡的，唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。圣经上有三个字，一个是末世，一个是末期，一个是末日。
There are three terms used in the scripture.
一个是末世的，
我就不知道英文的equivalent.
That describes the end of the time or the end of the age.
啊，那个希伯来书第一章讲到说，耶稣来的就是末世，就是说人类的最后一个世代，从耶稣降世的开始，就是人类的末世到了。
Hebrews chapter 1 talks about an end time, which is starting from the time of the birth of Jesus Christ until the end of the world.
末日是指到最后那个世界要毁灭，神要大审判的那一个日子是一个点，末期是一段时间。
And there's a day of the Lord, or the day in which the Lord Jesus Christ will come again, in marking the end times. And then finally, there's a term that talks about the end of the age, which is a period of time that describes the end times.
那我们刚刚念的圣经里面，他提到说那些指标啊，末期就是末日要来之前的时候，有一段时间的时候，会有什么事情要发生呢？
And there are some signs that the scripture tells us that would foretell the coming of this end time.
那里面有包括这个自然的天灾啦，气候的反常啦，等等。
And that includes natural disasters, that includes warfares.
还有一些全球的冲突啦，还有在道德的全面的败坏啦，宗教的逼迫啦。
And includes conflicts among nations.It includes warfares. It includes even fighting among the different religions.
啊，等等等等这样的现象。
And these are the circumstances in which we would observe for the end times.
到底耶稣在这里讲的是某个时代的完结，或是人类整个历史啊，连地球都一起结束了？
So what is Jesus referring to here? Is he referring to this end time, or is he referring to an end to?Or rather, the destruction of this earth.
事实上，圣经上有很多的预言啊的性质啊，有一种叫做宣告，一个叫做预告。
There are different aspects of the scripture. Some are descriptive, some are prescriptive.
就是 foretell， 一个是 foretell.
And with respect to prophecy, some foretells and some are foretelling.
有些是关于今生的，有些是将来会发生的。
Some talks about our present time, some talks about our future time.
但是圣经上有常常会有这些重复，就是说神的预言，他有时候是对当事讲，但是也在将来也会重复发生的应验的。
There are also prophecies under the category in which it refers directly to the present time, but it is applicable to repeated events that will come in the future.
因为人是没有办法超越时空，但神是在过去、现在、将来，他都是一样的。
As men, we are constrained by time, but with God, He transcends time. So the past, the present, the future to Him are all the same.
因为神的时间跟人的时间不一样，因为圣经告诉我们，彼得书信告诉我们，神看千年如一日，一日如千年。
Because as time is related to God, it is different than how it is related to us. Because the scripture tells us that for God, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day.
我们来看一看，里面提到第一个那个征兆，就是说你要看一看耶路撒冷发生什么事情。
As one of the signs, we will need to take a look at how Jerusalem will be.
因为耶路撒冷就是圣经上预言的中心主题 中心之一。
Because in the scripture, among the prophecies, the city of Jerusalem is a central thing.
在过去的历史，在以色列的历史，过去、现在、在将来，耶路撒冷都是预言的中心，中间的一个重要的主题。
Whether these prophecies speak to the past, the present, or the future, Jerusalem is always at its center.
因为耶稣说在24章14-15节说，你们如果看见先知但以理所说那个行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，读这个圣经的人要特别要注意，因为这个是非常重要的一个事件。Verses
14 and 15 talks about how, refers to the prophet Daniel, because anyone who reads the scripture must be aware of these occurrences and these happenings in order to know the Lord's timing.
我们知道那个耶路撒冷的圣殿是在第一个是所罗门王时代建的，第二个是归回重建的时候建的，或者一直到大希律的时候，所以这两个圣殿都毁了。今天在那个圣殿的原址上面是个回教的清真寺在上面。We
know with respect to the temple in Jerusalem, the first temple was built by Solomon, the second temple was reconstructed after the returns of the exiles, and today we're on the site of the temple. Actually, a Muslim church is erected on that same site.
你看耶路撒冷这个城，你看回教、基督教，还有犹太教都称它为圣城。
The city of Jerusalem is considered as a holy city by the Christians and by the Jews and by the Muslims.
所以有时候如果我们在一百多年前看圣经的时候，圣经讲到说，将来世界的中心呢，是因为这个中东引起的，它会影响到全球。在一百年前来看这样的圣经的时候，你会觉得说，这个没有什么多大的意义。If
we were reading the Bible 100 years ago, and to consider the Middle East or Jerusalem as a focal point of prophecy, or we would not understand it.
因为阿摩斯书告诉我们第1章第11节，他说事实上这个以色列人跟中东这些人的冲突是永远不会解决的，因为他们永怀仇恨。Because
Amos chapter 1 verse 11 tells us that the conflicts in the Middle East between the Jews and the surrounding inhabitants will continue, that conflict will always go on with no end.
而且不但是这样，在启示录17章16节讲说，他们的冲突不只是局部的，它会是影响全世界的，因为最后的那个末日战争，末期的一个大战的，最大的冲突会在哈米吉多顿那边发生。Furthermore,
in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 16, tells us that not only will there be conflict in the Middle East, the conflict there would also eventually spread out throughout the entire world and will have an impact to the world, to the entire world of nations. And we know that that final conflict will happen in a place in Armageddon.
所以这些事情，如果我们在一百多年前看圣经的话，你会觉得说有可能吗？你看那个中东那个地方都是小的民族，而且对世界的局势一点都没有影响力。但是今天你就知道，可是不一样了。
If we were reading these passages 100 years ago, we wouldn't understand, because those nations in the Middle East, they were small nations, they're uninfluential. But today, when we look at that region, we clearly see it differently.
第二个就是说知识的爆炸。
The second thing is about the explosion of knowledge.
因为但以理书就神就对但以理讲说，你要把神的话隐藏起来，封闭这个书，一直到末时，必有许多人来往奔跑，就是非常去窃听研究，知识就必增长。这个增长是爆炸性的增长啊。The
book of Daniel says, "But you, Daniel, roll up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge." This increasing in knowledge is talking about an explosion of increase. And none of the wicked shall understand, but those who are wise shall understand.
所以我们今天就知道了，哎，这世界性真的是爆炸性的增长。We
know today we're in a world where knowledge is exploding.
有些人就讲说，期刊，光是期刊的数目就有每个月就有五亿，不是五万种的期刊，你根本连看，不要说看，连那个把书目看完都看不完。
Somebody took accounting of all the magazines that are offered for us to read, and they said that there are upwards of 50,000 different types of periodicals that we can read, and if you just spend time reading the catalog, you wouldn't have enough time.
所以你看,所以圣经讲的知识报道重要,说你那么多知识,你要注重什么?你要注重属神的知识,认识神的知识,圣经上所说的话,那才是最要紧的。
So when we're in a time and age where knowledge is increasing explosively, what we need to be mindful of is what we need to increase our knowledge in is in the knowledge of God.
很可惜我们常常在网上读各种知识但是却是花很少的时间在圣经上面。
Unfortunately, we do spend a lot of time obtaining information. We sometimes surf the web trying to read up as much as we can know about different things, but the time we spend with respect to the Word of God is very little.
其实知识不是说不要紧,但是认识神的知识却是最重要的,一切的根本。
There's nothing wrong to obtain knowledge or to pursue after knowledge by in and of itself. But we do need to recognize that the knowledge of God is very important for us to go after.
因为不但影响我们的现在,影响到我们的将来,还影响到我们的子子孙孙。
Because not only will the knowledge of God affect us today, affect our own lives in the future, but also affects our descendants.
但是神又预言说,一切恶人都不明白,唯独智慧人才能够真正明白神的知识。
And God says that none of the wicked shall understand, but only those who are wise can understand.
这里讲的智慧不是很聪明,圣经告诉我们说敬畏耶和华乃是智慧的开端。
Who are those that are wise? It is not those who are just smart. And the scripture tells us that wisdom comes from the fear of God.
不但是世界上的知识爆炸增长,连属灵的宗教的知识也是爆炸性的增长。
So not only are the secular knowledge experiencing an explosive growth, but also the spiritual knowledge must also experience an explosive growth.
耶稣告诉我们,将来有好多人打着旗子说,我是基督,我是救世主,我是真正的基督的信仰等等来的,那些骗子要不断不断的出现。Our
Lord Jesus reminds us, and the scripture also reminds us, that in the end times, there are many people who will come as false prophets, who will falsely proclaim themselves as the Messiah, as the Savior of the world, or as the true religion.
所以耶稣说,你们要谨慎,免得有人迷惑了你们,因为将来有好些人要冒我的名来说,我是基督,并且要迷惑许多的人。That's
why Jesus said in verses 4 and 5 that watch out so that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Christ and will deceive many.
不但在中国,就在全世界各地,就是在美国有很多很多的那些宗教的骗子。
We see this in China, we see this in the rest of the world, and we see this here in the United States as well, that there are these religious swindlers.
为什么有些人会受骗呢?因为他们最主要就是根本都是不读圣经的缘故。
But why are there people following after these deceivers? That is because there are people who think that they're Christians, but they are not familiar with the Word of God.
耶稣基督第一次再来,他是做人类的救主,他是为担当我们的罪,被钉在十字架上。
When our Lord Jesus came for the first time, He came as a Savior to die on the cross to pay for the price of all the sinners. So that with the work He's done on the cross, anyone who will repent and accept Jesus Christ as his or her Lord and Savior, they will receive eternal life.
上个礼拜我们有三个弟兄姐妹受洗,他们做了见证,我们都听了。
Last Sunday, we had a baptismal service. Three brothers and sisters share their testimonies with us.
但是耶稣基督被钉十字架,三天以后复活,升天,然后他还要第二次再来的时候是要做全世界的王,要审判这个世界。
Jesus Christ came the first time into this world to be the Savior, to die on the cross for us, so that we may receive eternal life. But He will come to this world again for the second time. And His second coming, He will come as a reigning king.
但是他怎么来呢?因为圣经告诉我们说,那时人子的兆头要显在天上,地上的万族都要哀哭,他们要看见人子有能力,有大荣耀,驾着天上的云降临。
According to the scripture, when Jesus comes again, it says here in verse 30 that at the time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations on earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of the sky with power and with great glory.
你看, 圣经明明讲说, 耶稣第二次再来是从天上降临, 但是今天有些人就轻易去相信那些假基督假先知的话。
The scripture is very clear that the second coming of Christ, he will come from the clouds, from the sky. But today there are many people who don't understand that, and they follow people who claim themselves to be Christ, yet they're from the earth.
因为耶稣讲说,这是世界的末了要来的一些征兆。
But our Lord Jesus has already foretold that these are the signs of the end times.
然后第四个征兆就是世界的局势啊，人性的道德越来越败坏，而且越来越对那些喜爱真理、喜爱良善的人越来越不利、越坏。
And the fourth sign or the fourth indication is that there will be a moral bankruptcy, and that there will be at the end times. And there are also, in general, people would pursue after evil.
今天的罪恶已经到一个程度了，就是你喜欢良善的人，反而被视为是顽固分子，是仇恨者；那些喜欢罪恶的人，反而是当道的人。
Sin and evil has become so prevalent and so normalized today that if you're one who pursues after goodness and love, then you oftentimes will be considered as those who are hated and who are ostracized. But instead, if you're one who pursues after sin and vices and evil, oftentimes you're the ones who prevail.
上次有一个祷告会的时候，有位弟兄就提出来说，要为我们的年轻人，又为我们的下一代祷告。
At prayer meeting, a brother brought up a prayer request to pray for our next generation, to pray for our youth.
因为他们面对的时代比我们更加的险恶。
Because the times in which they face is much, much worse and much more evil than our times.
因为他们听到的舆论、听到的同学都在谈这个同性恋、同性婚姻是对的、是合法的、是主流。
Because what they receive from the media, from education, or even from discussions with their peers are about the fact that being homosexual or supporting homosexuals are the right thing to do.
为什么这样？因为圣经告诉我们，很多通达人见这样的时事，静默不言，因为时事真的是太恶了。The
scripture tells us that the prudent keep quiet in such times because the time is evil.
因为不好的事情渐渐的增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐的冷淡。And
because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will fall away.
通达的人就是说。 他会随着情势而改变啊，可能是明哲保身啊，怎么样？为什么今天会这么一小撮人就把整个世界改的搞得啊黑的变成白的？因为有一些人他不站出来讲话。Why
is it that in today's day and age, many times we see that what is right is considered wrong, and what is wrong is considered right? Why are these things upside down and backwards? Because many people who know what is right and wrong, they keep silent.
第二个原因是人的爱心渐渐冷淡。And
the second reason is because the love within mankind starts to grow cold.
因为他说不好的事情太多了，我出来讲话，我是一个人，又能改变现状吗？又能改变现状吗？
Because the time is against me. That the prevailing thoughts and ideas in this world are against me, so what can I do to change?
这里讲的爱心是个爱真理的心，是真正的爱心。
The love that is referred here is the true love, and it's the love of truth.
提摩太前书第一章第五节告诉我们说，爱心是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无畏的信心出来的。提摩太前书第一章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 tells us about what this true love is.
第一章第五节。
It says that the goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
所以你看,这个爱心,爱着你的心,是跟信。 纯正的信仰,基督的信仰是联合在一起的。So
this true love here that talks about must be tied together with a true and a genuine faith.
今天会这样不但是 很多人不是基督徒就这么讲说，哎呀，没关系啊，那是他们做他们的事情，是是他们个人的选择。第二个最重要的原因是说，说这样话的信徒是迷迷糊糊的基督徒，他根本不晓得真理是什么。
For Christians to say that it's okay to not hold fast or it's okay not to stand up for the truth is to say that these Christians at the least do not fully understand or do not have the appropriate understanding of their own faith.
所以真正的爱乃是让这个真理，让神的道能够彰显出来，让罪恶能够消除，那才是真正的爱。
Because true love comes from true faith, and true faith stands on principle and stands on what they believe in.
第五个征兆，耶稣特别提到说是仇恨他，仇恨基督。
The fifth indication is a hatred of Christ.
因为他讲在第九节，二十四章第九节、第十节讲说，那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名啊，我这指着耶稣基督，被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
Jesus says in verses 9 and 10, then you will be handed over and to be persecuted.Or to be put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other.
为什么人们会恨基督徒呢？它最大的原因是因为恨基督的缘故。
Why would the world hate Christians if it wasn't for the fact that they hate Christ?
为什么会恨基督呢？因为是背后有一个黑暗的属灵的权势啊，撒旦的权势在推动的缘故。
But why would they hate Christ? That is because there is an influence and a force of evil that is moving, that moves among the people, the hearts of men today.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章三十七节讲说，这些人因为心里容不下耶稣基督的道。
And the scripture tells us that it is because such people, they do not have the capacity to accept the word of Christ.
第八章四十三节讲说，因为这些人是出于撒旦的啊，是因为撒旦或是他受他影响的人，因为撒旦从起初就是骗人的，杀害人的，不爱真理的。
And furthermore, he says that is because these people are of Satan, and because Satan from the very beginning had always been a deceiver.
今天如果有人愿意听神的话。他是因为是属于神的羊，因为耶稣讲说，出于神的必听神的话，爱慕真理的必听神的话，是基督的羊必定听他的声音。
Today, those who have the capacity to receive the word of God are those who belong to God, because the scripture says that it is the sheep that listens to the shepherd. So that sheep that belongs to God are the ones who will be able to receive and understand His words.
所以耶稣基督讲说，要小心啊，有一天我们基督徒会变成世界上的小群。好像大多数的人都是跟大多数的人不一样，我们变成一个很小的群体。
And so here, the Lord is warning us or reminding us that there will come a time that where Christians will become the minority among the people of this world.
是不是？今天我们就可以看到啊，好像以前爱真理的人反对同性恋的人很多，现在越来越少，越来越少，越来越少。
We do observe that in the times today, that Christians who truly profess their faith in Christ, the number has become smaller and smaller. Those who would stand up against the true family values, those who first compared to those who now support homosexual marriages, you know that the number is decreasing.
为什么会这样？因为耶稣讲说，这就是世界末了的征兆里面的一个。
Why is this the case? Because this is one of those signs of the end times.
但是耶稣说，这个情况不是不能改变的，因为他说得胜的还是在他。
But Jesus also encouraged us that this is not a result that this does not mean defeat, because ultimately the victory can still be found in Him.
因为二十四章的十三到十四节，耶稣就讲说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Verses 13 and 14, Jesus says that those who stand firm to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
所以说他耶稣劝勉信徒说，不要灰心啊，不要灰心。
And so Jesus is encouraging his disciples, do not lose heart.
因为耶稣说, 最后的得胜是在我们这一方,
because Jesus proclaimed that the victory will be on his side.
但是我们基督徒所要做的事情是要怎么样? 要忍耐到底。
However, as Christians, we need to persevere to the end.
这个忍耐啊, 就是, 在希腊文里面就是说, 上面有很重的东西压着你的肩膀, 但是你还是要把它顶住, 啊, 顶住。
The original word for translated as persevere has the notion of one who is holding up or holding back a heavy load and a heavy burden that is pushing him forward.
所以我们刚刚看了上面那几个征兆，你就会心里不会很沉重，不会为我们的年轻人，为我们的下一代担心吗？
And so when you read these the passages in the beginning, would you not feel a heavy burden for our youth, for our next generation, for our descendants?
但是我们要忍耐到底。
But we will persevere, and we will persevere to the end.
就好像在战争的时候啊, 你知道那个最后的援军一定会来到, 然后一来到我们就赢了, 所以你就是在那个时候就不可以后退。
In a battle, when you know your reinforcement will come, and that is a fact, and they are on their way, then you must hold the line, and you must persevere until they show.
为什么有一些在历史上啊, 比如说亚历山大的军队啊, 罗马军队, 他们刚开始的时候都是打胜仗的, 为什么?
When we look past in history, and we see that there are nations or there are kings who are always victorious, such as Alexander the Great, and why is it that they're always victorious?
他们上岸的时候，譬如说他们坐船要到一个地方去攻打。一上岸的时候，第一件事的事情就是把船烧掉。
When they are on their way to attack someone, the first thing they do if they were traveling by ship is the moment all the troops are on land, then they will destroy the ships.
他们到敌人的阵地要跟他敌人作战的时候，首先把他乘过来的那些交通工具船都把它烧毁。
The moment that they enter into enemy territory, the first thing they do is destroy the transportation in which they use to travel there.
如果我们是那个士兵, 哎, 船, 啊, 烧毁了, 你心里会怎么想?
If you were a soldier and you see that your ship has been destroyed, what would you think?
没有退路了, 一退路就死了, 只有往前走。
That I have nothing and nowhere and no means to return, so that there is only one path for me, and that is forward.
但是我们今天，我们已经知道说，最后耶稣基督是得胜的。So
we know that Jesus is victorious.
如果我们还不向前走的话，那岂不是比那些军人啊，那个希腊、罗马的军人还不如吗？
And if knowing that end result, we are still not marching forward, then we're worse than those soldiers.
因为耶稣讲说，忍耐到底的必然得救。
Jesus says that those who persevere to the end will be saved.
他说不管有什么困难，我们首先要最后重要要做的事情是把那天国的福音传出去，而且会传遍天下。And
Jesus further said that not only will they be saved, but then the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the world.
然后要为万民做见证，对万民做见证。And
it will become a testimony to all nations.
所以这也是为什么我们需要 赶快去向四方面传福音的原因。
And so this is also why that we need to pursue after the spreading of the gospel to the ends of the world.
感谢主，有很多弟兄姐妹他愿意参与这个访天堂的福音的这样的一个使命。
We thank God and see the fervent response and participation of brothers and sisters to preach the gospel, to bring the gospel into Fontana.
还有一些弟兄姐妹，他们拿了传单去到超市，看到华人就邀请他们。
And there we know that there are brothers and sisters who brought the invitations and go to different markets, and whenever they see an Asian face, they will pass the flyer to them.
圣经讲说，在前方作战的跟后方看守兵器的是一样的重要。
The Bible recognizes those who stay behind to watch over the weaponry as equally valuable as those who are standing in the front line fighting in the battle.
虽然有些弟兄姐妹没有办法亲自去那边，但是你可以为黄先生的服事祷告，然后在这里，在我们本教会的服事，你好好的服事，也是一个非常好的，也是需要的很好的搭配。
So if you are unable to physically participate in the Fontana church plants, but yet you have a burden to pray for the ministry, or even you continue to be faithful in your service here in our church, these are all good activities, and they're all good support after the same purpose.
但是神如果给你有够用的体力，够用的恩典，我们应该多多的为神做工。
But if God gives you the capacity, He gives you the energy, He gives you the grace to participate more in His ministry, then of course we ought to offer ourselves for this service.
能够忍耐到底的人，他还有一个特性。
There's also another characteristic of one who stands firm and who would persevere.
在早期的教会，很多信徒见面的时候，他们不是说啊，你平安，愿你平安，不是这样。
In the early churches, when Christians gather together, when they see each other, they don't just greet each other and say, "Peace be with you."
他们常常见面就讲说，啊，我们愿主快来。
They would say, "May the Lord come soon."
我们希望耶稣基督赶快来到。
Because we want and we look forward to seeing our Lord Jesus come again.
用主必快来来互相勉励。
To say, may the Lord come soon be a mutual encouragement.
所以那个希腊文里面那个主我愿你快来那几个字合起来就变成 Maranatha, 就是那几个字的字头合起来变成一个字。
In Hebrew, if you take the first letter of the phrase, may the Lord come soon, you create the acronym Maranatha.
那启示录也告诉我们说是耶稣说我必快来。
In the book of Revelation, Jesus himself declared, Yes, I will come soon.
因为约翰在第一章的第一节告诉我们说他要把快要必成的事情来告诉我们。
Because when Jesus tells us his work, he tells us the things that is about to be accomplished.
我们看那个启示录的第一章的第一节。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰
The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave him to show his servant what must soon take place he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John
约翰便将神的道和基督耶稣的见证反自己所看见的都证明出来念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中记载的都是有福的因为日期近了
John who testifies to everything he saw that is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy and blessed are those who hear and take to heart what is written in it because the time is near
我们要特别注意第一章里面必要快成这几个字。
We must pay attention to the phrase here in verse 1 that says, what must soon take place?
这是三个意思组成的。
This has three meanings.
意思说第一个神所说的话都会要成就都一定会发生。
Number one, it means that what God will say, what God says will take place and must take place.
所以耶稣说他再来一定会发生，世界的末了一定会发生。
So Jesus is in fact saying that there is an end to this world that will come. And that there is a second coming and he will come.
那成就是说成就是成就了啊，发生就实现了啊。成就就一定会像圣经所说的这样的 fulfill 啊，成就。
And so also it means that the events will take place exactly in fulfillment to what he says.
里面的关键是在快，快这个字。
And also the word soon.
有些人说，哎，快，那是指快慢的快吗？
Some people say, does that mean that it will come speedily?In terms of the speed that it comes, fast or slow?
那你看，耶稣升天以后已经快2000年了，这事情怎么还没有发生啊？
When Jesus already ascended to heaven, over 2,000 years ago, and we still haven't seen these things take place.
当然彼得告诉我们说神的时间表跟我们是不一样的。
Of course, Peter tells us that God's time, his reference of time is different than our reference of time.
但是约翰这里告诉我们另外一个观点来看这个事情。
But here John is telling us a different perspective.
他说神的话是必要成,但是他快的意思是什么意思呢?
He says, in fact, the word of God must take place, but when he says that it will soon take place, what does he mean?
他的快就是说,不发生则已,一发生马上就会应验。
He also means that when, while we are still waiting to see it happen, but the fact is that when it does happen, it will happen in an instant.
我们明白这个意思吗? 他说这个事情不发生的时候,一发生就马上演变的过程就很快,然后砰,就成了。
Do we understand that concept? So it means that while we are still in the waiting period and we still do not see this thing happen, but the fact is, the moment that it happens, it will instantly occur and it will instantly be accomplished.
所以有些人讲说,哎呀,没关系啦,这个... 吃这个东西会致癌没关系，那个慢慢来啦，我不一定会临到我身上啦。但是很不幸的，如果说这个东西真的会致癌，它不但会致癌，而且一致癌，有些癌症发展很快，对，很 aggressive。一下子有些人听他说他生了癌症，有些人拖了很久，啊，拖了10年啊20年，有些人一下子就走了，没几天就走了。Some
people they say, well, it's okay if I eat food that would cause cancer because it'll take a long time for it to happen anyways. But we know with respect to cancer, yes, there are some cancer disease that could take a long time to happen, to take long term to take effect. But we also know that there are some very aggressive form of cancer where the moment you discover it, within days, weeks, then the person would pass away.
所以圣经讲的快就是这个意思啊，不是说，它来得很慢啊，才会发生啊，或是很快发生，它乃是指说一发生的时候。
So when Jesus says that this must take place soon, what he means is not whether it will happen gradually, slowly, or it will happen very, very fast, speedily. In fact, what he's saying is, well, we don't observe it happen, then it's fine. But the moment that it starts to take place, all the things will be accomplished in an instant.
如果事情是这样的话,那我们怎么准备呢?
Well, if that's how these things will come, how should we prepare ourselves?
哦,如果以前我住在纽奥良,他说有些人说我不喜欢住那边呢,常常有飓风,我说没关系,很多人把飓风来的时候当作一个度假机会,因为什么?因为他不会马上到啊,对,一个礼拜以前,几天前就一直跟你讲,那他们就说,啊,好啦,我们准备了孩子们,我们准备去度假啦,等到风过去我们再回来啦。
I used to live in New Orleans, and some people ask, well, you live in the path of hurricanes, and how do you handle this disaster? But many people consider hurricane season as vacation season, because there are days and weeks of warning, and every day they tell you how close the hurricane is coming, getting closer. So the parents would tell the children, don't worry, let's start packing, let's start to get ready for vacation.
所以我们以前啊,很多弟兄姐妹住在那边, 他们常常说这个飓风要来，他们每一年都去 vacation.
And so there are families in the New Orleans church that would go on vacation every year because hurricanes would come to town every year.
直到有一天2005年 Katrina 来的时候,
until 2005 when Katrina came.
很多人 Katrina 跑的时候也是把它当作 vacation, 所以有时候多余的衣服也没有带啊，他们就是。
There are many people who saw Katrina as an opportunity for vacation also, so they packed, but they did not pack enough for them to stay out for a long period of time, and then they left.
但是那一次就不一样，很多人出去以后就知道说，哎呀，真的，这次是玩真的了，不是狼来了。
Of course, many people from Katrina realized that this is not just crying wolf again, it is the hurricane that came.
所以很多人每天心情都很沉重，为什么？因为他们在看那个什么通信都不通，然后好不容易通了以后，在电脑上看那个空照图，因为那个 Cobra Engineer 他们派的飞机照整个城市，然后你可以看到你的家。 到底有没有在水里，所以很多人在找说，哎，这是我的家，这是我邻居的家。最终最那时候很多人很紧张，就是在看自己的房子到底在哪里。
During that time, many people, they wanted to know more about what has happened to their homes, and they would spend time first. It was very difficult to get any communications. Then if they were trying to look up some aerial photos of their homes to see if their homes were underwater, they were just very, very worried and very anxious.
那时候有财产跟很多栋房子的人呢，他心里最沉重。
And the people who felt the worst are the people who had most possessions.
他想说，你看我所一生拥有，一下子一辈子就光了，一下子就光了。
All the possessions, all the properties that I have, in an instant, they are gone.
所以他烦恼更多，就是说我将来要回来重建呢，在修理的时候，我这么多烦恼，我怎么办
？And so he had more worries and more anxiety because he's concerned about when he returns, how he can rebuild and recover all his properties.
那时候反而一些学生啊，他无牵无挂的，他住学校的公寓啦，他也没有家的。他说最快乐，他到处去啊，别的学校的校园啊，这里住那里住那里玩，啊，学校就在别的校园开课。
At that time, actually, those who are the most worry-free are the students who lived in apartments who had no possessions because they're very itinerant and they just move from one place to another and.The colleges, the universities were holding classes elsewhere on other campuses, and they're very able to move around.
所以我在那个时候啊，很多人就但愿说，哎呀，如果早知道是这样的话，我应该要对人生一个重新的看法。
And it is also at that time there are many people who reflected upon their philosophy of life and said that I need to reevaluate. I only had hope that I had a different direction.
我应该过一个很简单的生活，一个真的是真正依靠神的生活。所以有一个姐妹，她把她的满柜子的，那个在楼上啊也没有淹到的衣服哦，都捐出去了，里面很多都还挂着牌子，都还没有穿过了。
And so, many people thought that I truly need to reflect. The life that I live should be lived for God instead of for myself. There was a sister in our church, also because of that event, she donated her entire closet of clothing that were upstairs that did not get.Inundated by water, and many of the clothes that she donated still have the price tag on it, had never been worn.
所以圣经讲说，耶稣说世界啊，都末了，近了，快来了。他并不是讲说时间哦，你看这过了一千年还没有来，他乃是说他不来这里，一来就砰就快了。
So when Jesus says that the end of the age, the end of time is near, he is not saying.That it's going to come slowly. What he's saying is that we need to be prepared because when it comes, it will come in an instant.
所以最好是什么？既然你不晓得他什么时候来，一来就成就，你就每一天准备把它当作是他就要来了，就可能就明天来了，可能就是下一刻就来了。
And so the way we prepare for it is not to say we still have some time. We just know eventually it will come. Instead, we need to prepare ourselves to be ready at any moment to be prepared that it could occur tomorrow.
所以这时候，这就是为什么第一代的基督徒讲说：“主，我愿你来。”他的生活态度就是这样的。
And that is why the first century believers, their attitude when they greet each other is reflected in their greetings that Lord, come soon, come quickly.
不是说主啊，我愿你慢慢来啊，等我人生想过了，你再来吧。
It's not to say, Lord, I know you're coming, but let me live my life, and then eventually I'll see you.
但是主耶稣再来的时候，救恩的门就关了。
Because when Jesus comes again, the door to salvation will be closed.
所以我们还有多少亲人、多少华人、亲戚朋友，他们还没有得救啊
？So how many more of our family members, how many more of our fellow Chinese are still need the gospel?
他们就会永远的沉沦在地狱火里面受苦。
Once the door to salvation is closed, they will not have a chance to be saved, and they will suffer in hell in the fire lake of fire.
我们心里会很念，就说：“哎呀，早知这样，我也早一点跟他传福音啊。”
If you at that day, if you say only if I had wished that I had shared the gospel to these people.
那些同学也会在埋怨我们，就说：“你看，你早知道是这样的事情会这样发生，你为什么不告诉我？”要赶快信耶稣啦。
And these of our friends and families, they may say to us, why is it that you've never shared the good news to me?
所以我盼望今天的信息可以改变我们的生活态度，我们服侍主的态度。
I hope that the message today will help reshape our thoughts about our life and the thought about our service.
也希望今天的信息能够鼓励我们的慕道福音朋友快的信耶稣，不但你自己得救，也有机会让你的亲友得救。
My hope is that the message will also encourage those among us, our friends, that, who have yet to come to know the Lord, that you will come to Him soon.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，你的话是确实可信的。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. Indeed, your words are dependable.
因为你知道，有时候我们小信，或是信心小，所以或是信心迟钝，所以你特地的交代我们要注意那些世界末了的征兆。
You are mindful of our weaknesses. You know that our faith is weak, that our faith is small, and that is why you remind us that we need to be watchful of our times and to be attentive to the signs that point to the end times.
求你赦免我们过去对你的话语轻轻忽忽的。
Forgive us for our lackadaisical attitude towards your word.
也赦免我们的生活态度没有跟神的话语你的心意合在一起。
Forgive us when our lives and our conducts are not consistent with the teachings of your word.
再次的恳求你赦免我们的罪，圣灵更新我们的心。
We pray once again that you forgive our sins, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will renew our hearts and minds.
让我们警醒啊，随时活在你要回来的这样的警醒里面。
May we also always be alert and watchful, knowing that your coming is soon.
好像我们的生活、生命都成为许多人的见证。
May our lives And may our life be testimonies for others to see.
使用我们成为你福音的使者。
May we all become messengers of your gospel.
赐福我们手上的工作，我们手上的工作求你来坚固。
Bless the works of our hands, and may you strengthen the works of our hands.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayers, and we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.